Hey, Nerd Funnelers, we're back. It's Bob Shway. You're listening to Nerd Funnel, where we take all the nerd news of the world and funnel it into your more than willing ear holes. With me today is Juan.
Hello, buddy.
And it is 2017, our first cast of the new year.
It is. This is going to be, it can't be any worse than last year.
Oh, man, good point. So we actually just finished our... Last cast we put up was our anniversary cast. It was, you haven't been with us the entire year, but it was our 52nd cast, 52nd episode. Can you believe it?
I can't believe it. This whole process has been working out. It's good. I like it.
It's fun. We turn one, so it's time we start acting our age, right?
Well, seeing as I'm somebody who's had a kid, when they were one, they were still shitting their pants. So maybe maybe a little less feeding of the teat.
Maybe a little less. Little less. So congratulations again on your move. You just moved, right?
Yeah, we just moved to a nice four-bedroom place out here. And
How's the new place working out?
It has a lot of things that are wrong with it, but so many things that are just so appealing. We haven't been in a house for so many years, and not having neighbors right on top of you or right under you is really cool. We can be as loud as we want. We have a large piece of property. I mean,
that's so awesome. That's what a fresh start, a fresh start for a new year.
It is.
Unfortunately, I've never known that. I've always had people on. Well, in the first place I lived, it was I've had people on one wall.
On one wall, yeah,
and then right across me. But then, now I've got people on three sides and above me.
Yeah,
box.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've used this before, trying to express anybody who lives out in San Diego. We're always being told that how much we pay for rent out here, how expensive everything is. And it is true. We pay a sunshine tax out here.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, for most of us, home is really where we store our crap and go to sleep.
Yeah, pretty much.
At the end of the day, that's really what it is.
It's just a hotel. It's a glorified hotel, basically. Speaking of being in confined spaces and tiny spots, today I thought we'd take a look ahead at the upcoming movies for this year. Start looking ahead to 2017. Award season's coming up. We'll have our awards, our Oscar award pick show stuff, things like that, a little later on. And then we're actually meeting up with the GamerCon crew pretty soon to talk the 2017 video games.
That's amazing.
But I thought we could talk about movies, since we spend a lot of time watching them.
We do. I actually just watched Rogue One last week.
Oh, yeah, for the first time?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Max found us some really cheap 3D IMAX tickets. I think we paid something $12 for them.
Oh, nice.
I really enjoyed it. I was really happy with it. I thought that my big shtick with any kind of film is that they sell you the storyline and they tell you the context of which and how they're going to tell you the story. And then as long as they follow their own rules, mm-hmm. I'm good. You can go a long way. It's and morph things into whatever you want, as long as you're following the rules that you set out.
Yeah. And if you start breaking your rules, then why should I be watching a movie?
Exactly.
It's okay to lie to me if you tell me a good story, but don't lie to yourself at the rules you set up.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly. So, I didn't get to see or hear you guys' reviews of Rogue One, but personally,
it was probably good that you didn't, because now you would have spoiled something. So now that you've watched the film, go listen to our cast. I mean, we've talked about it outside or off air, but it's ridiculous. It's pretty fun. Okay, might as well just use that as a jumping off point. To next December will be episode 8, and we just had Carrie Fisher pass away.
Yeah,
and so she actually finished all her scenes for episode 8, and she was under contract to do 9, but now they're gonna have to write her out unless they want to CGI her old self into the movie,
like Rogue One.
I talked a little bit about that with Fuki last week on the last cast, and. Yeah, it was a rough loss. Like her and Debbie Reynolds, back to back. Her mom.
Well, going back to the very first statement, man. This year cannot be any worse than last year. 2016 did away with half of my childhood, and I had this passenger for Lyft tell me, it's like, well, you know, they were just it was the stars from that era. They're all going to be passing. They seem to be passing away. You know, pretty closely clustered together. I'm like, yeah, but Keith Richards still alive.
That skeleton is still dancing around that stage. I don't know how he's doing it.
But it was upsetting to hear. Obviously, her passing away and then her mom passing away like 2 days later.
Yeah.
But we are very lucky that she left us with.
A huge legacy.
It's amazing. I can always go back. I can always, even when they have like the original Star Wars like on just like TV like movies and stuff.
Yeah.
With the commercials and everything, I'll still sit down and watch it.
It's one of those things that like it instantly just it's like wrapping a warm blanket around yourself and like you don't even pay attention to it sometimes, but it's just that it's there.
Yeah.
It feels good. Yeah. So we'll have episode 8 coming up next December. That's probably one of the biggest launches this year. Why don't we start at the end? We'll just be like, so episode 7 to episode 8, we're going to find out what happens to Kylo Ren after he's injured and taken off the planet. We're going to find out, whether Finn's going to wake up, what's going to happen. Remember in the end, he's all beat to hell. Of course, we're going to figure out what Luke's going to do. Think he's going to step up?
I don't know. I hope he's not used as a prop.
Yeah.
That would be nice. It'd be nice if they actually gave him a meaningful character or role within the context of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like Han Solo was used for that as a prop. Just like, here, we're just gonna pander for you real quick, mm-hmm. and then we're gonna kill him off.
Well, I mean, I think it was wise too because he didn't really have anywhere else to go for an arc, and I think J.J. Abrams made that clear. So, like, to just drag him through the next three movies probably would have done a disservice to the character.
Right, but that's what I mean. Like, I don't know whether or not the movie benefited a whole lot from having him there, other than him being killed.
Well, I mean, it gave motivation and a setup to Rey.
Yeah,
I mean, because she had no family growing up, so it was kind of like, oh, I get a temporary father figure, and then he gets taken, so now I have a little motivation. And then, of course, we have he's an actual father to Kylo Ren, yep. And so then, he rejects his father pretty brutally.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I would think it was nice they had him in there, but yeah, he needed to go because I mean, he did his whole heroic arc.
Yeah.
And then he actually regressed in the period between episode 6 and 7. He went back to being a small girl who left the rebellion. And we don't need to see that story again. We don't see him come back to being the hero, right?
So yeah, I would agree with what you just said.
It was
good that they just had him in there. It was good that they were not going to see him, but as far as Luke, I think that they could definitely use him.
Yeah, they need to be really careful about how these. I don't want to see, and I probably won't. But I don't want to see him he's supposed to be like one of the most powerful Jedi ever now, right?
Yeah.
So I don't want to see him bust out like Yoda flips and start doing all that acrobatic stuff from.
Yeah, that would seem.
I'd like to see him more along the lines like how they did with Darth Vader in the end of Rogue One, where it was like Darth Vader fighting. Like it was brutal and heavy, and I want them to keep Luke to his thing of, he had a couple little acrobatic moves, but nothing crazy. It was just structured and tactical, and I want him to. I mean, where can they go with Luke's character now? I mean, he has to.
He could be a race trainer.
He could be
her Yoda.
He'd be the Obi-Wan.
Yeah, that would be more accurate. He could definitely play that part, the Obi-Wan, and they could even do the same thing they did for Han Solo, where it's like he fulfills his part within the context of that story, and he's done away with.
Well, yeah, and I think so. I think that makes sense because his role after 6 was to rebuild the Jedi Order, and we don't know yet, but something went horribly wrong. So he's already made the attempt and failed. So either he's going to have to redeem himself somehow by allowing teaching Rey to do it, or seeing her in as the new leader of the next generation of Jedi, or somehow accept his failure and say that, okay, well, you know, the Jedi are on their way out. Like, there's gonna be resolution one way or the other. They can't drag it out. Like,
thinking back, even with Obi-Wan and even with Yoda, they that was kind of more or less where they were when they were introduced to us, which is like they were aware that they'd messed up. They mm-hmm. were aware that like they could only do so much to repent for the mistakes they'd make, but they were going to make that attempt anyways.
Yeah, yeah. So hopefully they'll be wise with that. I'm looking forward to kind of like the mystery of who this Snoke guy is.
I'm going to watch it. So yeah. Just so we can move on to the next ones, yeah. The next movies.
Oh,
I'm going to for sure go see it. I am. Yeah. I'm going to probably go see Rogue One again. My friends were busting my balls about it. It's like, that's fine. If you didn't like it, I disliked it.
You want to see it again? I'll see it again. I saw it three times already. That's great.
There we go.
I still have to see it with my pops.
Did you?
Let's go see it with my pops. All right, let's move along. What about Justice League? It's coming out this year.
Oh, man. It's so hard to, like, be pumped up for a movie that was already like proven to be like a D+.
Yeah, it is so much. There's so much. There was so much hype. It was overinflated. Like Batman vs Superman was overinflated, fell short. Suicide Squad way overinflated, fell short. And now they're building on. It's like they're building on top of a house of cards that they keep keeps getting knocked out.
Right, but it's not like they've built upon anything. Like it's the same crumbled mess that they started with. But they're telling you, it's like, nah, man, you don't even know.
Yeah.
This one's gonna be better than the last one. It's like, but you didn't do anything when the last one's like, yeah, but it'll be better.
No, it's like, trust me, we got it this time. We got this time.
You're right. Anything's better than nothing, I guess.
Yeah. Did you Wonder Woman's coming out this year too, before Justice League?
It is.
And do you think that will help lay some groundwork and maybe put some solid legs under this Justice League movie instead of just building on top of House of Cards?
No. I think if DC did their due diligence and maybe took a page out of Marvel's, they will allow Wonder Woman to be a standalone like film from everybody else. Like this will be like, this is just her introduction, has nothing to do with us.
Yeah.
Trying to get any kind of a franchise. This is just her storyline, and maybe they invested some money in some actual good writers.
Yeah.
I've looked at some of the trailers. The trailers look good enough. I mean, I'll go see it. I can't say that I won't. But I don't know how excited I am. I don't know how excited I am about her introduction to any of the future Justice League movies.
I agree. I mean, I've written about this on the site, but like, I feel like they basically just they are trying to play catch up to Marvel, and it's like, you can't do what Marvel did in over 10 years, over 3 years.
It seems crazy that obviously they're spending a huge amount of money in the production value of these movies. Like they want to have this huge response, and they want to, like, obviously movie studios are in business of making money, not even quality movies, and DC has shown itself with just about everything they've put out there. It's like, we just want to make a profit.
Yeah.
We don't really want to put any real quality work out there. Like, we want to set ourselves up to have a franchise, but it got to be good. It's kind of like McDonald's. It's like, yeah, people will go and buy it, but nobody's ever happy that they went and bought it.
Yeah. But it's so recognizable, and it's just like ubiquitous, and it's like, well, it's DC, so I have to go, but really, what am I eating?
Exactly.
What's in this beef? Where's the beef?
Where is the beef?
No, really, that's it. It's like the beef is missing from the DC movies, and it's not. It's in the Marvel. All the beef went to the Marvel movies, I feel.
They were so unfulfilling, even in the way that, like, that the movie was shot, like it wasn't appealing. I mean, I'm talking about Batman V and Suicide Squad. Like, the trailers were better than the movies, the actual films themselves. It's like they took the 30 or 45 seconds of the best part of the entire film and they condensed it into just that 45 seconds. And you know what? I probably would have been happy just watching those 45 seconds and never watching the film at all.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, we all got suckered into it and we all, like, we went and watched it. Thankfully, I only watched it the one time. Mm-hmm. I don't believe I'm ever going to watch it again. I think that even when it comes on TV, even when it's for free, I'm never going to be like, oh, I can go and sit and watch this for like 15 minutes. It's like, no, you had your chance.
Yeah, you had your shot. You're done. So, okay, well, coming up pretty soon, actually, speaking of movies that had their shot and they're going to be done, is the last installment of Resident Evil.
How long has that thing been around for now?
Oh my God, forever, right?
I mean, as long as Fast and Furious.
2002 was the first movie.
15 years ago.
Mila Jovovich has been, this is like, you know, her legacy project, right?
I think I've watched all of them. I'm pretty sure I've watched all of them. I can't say that any other than the first one were left any kind of impression.
Yeah.
But it will be nice for them to have a conclusion to this.
Yeah. Then it needs to be done. It's like those Saw movies that were just coming out and they were turning them out. I mean, and some of them were real, like, I mean, my favorite is always the second one. It was had the most feel of the original game. Also, it's oddly enough that it comes on the 27th. On the 17th is the new Resident Evil 7, which is they're going back to formula. They're doing like the real survival horror, not the whole where the more recent Resident Evils have been like the shoot 'em ups.
Yeah.
So that should be really interesting. I'm looking forward to it. Because it has Wesker in it. I love Wesker. The guy who plays Wesker is Sean. Oh, I can't remember his name. Sean Aaron, something like that. He plays Wesker so over the top in that movie, and it's just he's such a dick, and I love it. But Mila Jovovich, she's like, you know, in her late 40s now, but she still kicks ass.
She still looks super good. I mean, the first time I truly remember like being like, wow, she's super. Well, she was just a cool female character, and she was also super hot.
Yeah,
Fifth Element.
Oh yeah. Oh, you know what? Speaking of which, Fifth Element, Luc Besson, the guy who directed that, Rowan directed that.
Yeah,
his new film's coming out this year. Another far future, crazy original work, not based on anything, fantasy craziness. I'm looking forward to it. It's supposed to be like just totally out of this world, next gen stuff. It is called. I'm gonna see if I can bring it up here. It's on the list, I think. It's coming out soon.
I wasn't sure what you were talking about when you said original. I mean, I can't remember the last time I saw
like it's his anything own.
That was just like, what do you mean original? What do you mean it's not like a rehash or
it's his own
or a prequel or a sequel?
It's his own thing. Well, it's not based on anything really. It's
I was just trying to make fun of the studios and the whole industry as a whole, where they just rehash everything. They, none of them seem to be putting out any original work.
No, there's a lot of they bring in so much money is the thing. Like last year, like prequels or sequels and reboots did so well. Even the crappy ones like Independence Day and Ghostbusters, like they still garner attention. It's hard for. Like, almost nobody's heard that Luc Besson's doing this new movie, even though it's supposed to be super amazing. And so, it's like, this doesn't get the PR where everybody knows, like, you know, that Justice League's coming out. Everybody knows that...
Yeah, but everybody knows because everybody wants to avoid it. Well, everybody wants to, like... I can't tell you that, like, I mean, we're going to go see it because we have to go see it.
Yeah.
But I can't tell you that I'm going with any kind of optimism of, like... This is the redo. This is the opportunity to make it right.
Yeah.
I'm already going there with the expectation of they're going to go from a D plus to a C minus.
Yeah. It's like, well, you know, you studied a bit, but you still woke up late, phoned it in. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 coming out. That's one of the Marvel. Let's get in the Marvel stuff now. Super the good psyched. Stuff. That looks fantastic. I was so supremely surprised by the first one, especially by Dave Bautista.
Yeah.
And in his performance. And that was like lightning in a bottle casting. It was like, you know, it was like Seinfeld casting. It's like that crew just clicked. And I'm super hyped to see how it wraps into like the whole Marvel Infinity Wars. Because it really is an ensemble cast that comes together really well. And of course there's Baby Groot and Who doesn't love Baby Groot, right?
It's
just a good time.
I like how they just don't take themselves so seriously. Like they manage like so much like comic relief that's like seems so genuine to the characters themselves. That's enjoyable. It's fun to watch. It's fun to watch them interact.
Mm-hmm. The weight is not on any one person's shoulders. And like, I mean, Star-Lord, of course, is like the team leader, but everybody feels like they get equal time. Everybody feels equally important. Everybody gets their own moment. Like sometimes like movies feel like, I mean like Batman vs. Superman, Wonder Woman was just like kind of shoehorned in there.
Yeah.
And then Superman, I kind of feel like he took a backseat to Batman, like Batman, because Batman's more popular. I think Batman's more popular, and or like a Suicide Squad where it was Harley Quinn and Will Smith, and then everybody else.
I like how you're like Will Smith. Not even the character he's supposed to portray. He's like
no, because it was Will Smith in a different costume. It's like you shuffle Will Smith through costume changes. That's it. And he's the same dude everywhere. I mean, iRobot, switch him in, same guy. Same guy. No reach. What about, John Wick is coming out, the new Keanu Reeves.
All right, so I'm a huge fan of John Wick, man.
That was really, surprisingly great film.
Surprisingly good. Like, I think I've watched it maybe like 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
And I got it on a flashback from somebody that I kept on bugging about, and they're like, "Why do you want to watch this?" I'm like, "Have you not seen it? Have you not seen John Wick?" See, because I'm not calling him Keanu Reeves.
Yeah,
I'm calling him John Wick
because he actually feels like a character, right? Yeah. Even though the characters that Keanu Reeves really disappears into are kind of the same.
Yeah,
but at least it's not Keanu Reeves. It's like that character. The the kind of tortured loner. Be against the world hero type.
It was just good. Like
it was great.
It was non pretentious. It was just like, this is what it is. Mm-hmm. We're not gonna give you a whole lot. Just like take it or leave it. It's like it's good.
And it was like realistic gunfighting.
Yeah.
It was real. It felt real, and I really like that. So hopefully they'll do the same thing with the second one. They won't try to like bigger and betterize it into bullshit.
Now, do you think that they ever had any idea that it was going to be what it, like, I mean,
because
it ended up being a really popular, like, movie, like, after it was done in theaters, because I don't think it did that well, like, in the mainstream, like, theaters.
No, it got
I think it was afterwards.
It got a good cult following, and the budget was, like, nothing. Whereas the previous Keanu Reeves movie, where they had the huge budget, with the 47 Ronin,
was a
huge piece of crap.
It was not pleasant.
No, and it's just like, see, you don't need to spend. You need limitations to make things creative. And if you throw in limited amounts of money and stuff, a lot of times it just balloons up into a big bunch of bullshit, and you get lost in the money.
You do a lot more with a lot less.
Exactly, unless you have people like Marvel that know how to do a lot with a lot. they've kind of mastered that. Lego Batman's coming out. I liked. The Lego movie was heartwarming.
Awesome.
Everything is awesome. And I think it's going to be just more of that awesomeness ported over. I mean, of course, it's a big, huge crossover marketing thing for Lego and DC and everything. But man, it's a good time. It's good for the whole family. And it's amazing that, like, I have a client of mine that's just a super big Lego movie fan. It's like one of his favorite movie. He is so hyped on this movie, and he's 47. He's 47. It's awesome. Let's see what else is coming up this year. We've got. Did you know, by the way, that they have a Baywatch movie coming out this year?
I do, with Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Dwayne the Rock Johnson. Can you believe it?
I only believe it because I was forced to watch a trailer about it.
Oh man, I don't need to receive. I mean,
I'm not sure. I'm not even sure what.
I don't know what.
He's like, we got 10 people drowning. No, it's 15.
And it's gonna be him doing Dwayne the Rock smiles in slow motion.
Yeah, I'd be like, and like, shirtless. Who are you gonna fight on the beach, man?
Who's gonna see that?
Are you fighting sharks?
He's gonna start punching, dude. I want to see The Rock pull a surfer out of the water and then punch a fucking shark in the face in slow motion and then do like one of those smiles with his eyebrow up. If I get that out of the Baywatch movie, I will be a happy man. I will pay $10 for that.
It's just hard to believe like that they could actually make like a full motion picture out of Baywatch. It's like, okay.
Yeah, sure. What? So we like how, like 90% of the film is going to be like in slow motion, right?
Yeah.
So
we're yeah.
You know,
except it's going to be, you know, Pamela Anderson, giant boobs. It's going to be pecs from The Rock.
It's going to be the pecs bouncing, the rocks bouncing pecs. We've got Logan. Speaking of pecs, Hugh Jackman, Mr. Jackman.
Okay. I don't know.
You know?
I don't know. I don't know what the feel of the movie is supposed to be. I'm not, like, it seems like it's a drama using X-Men characters, but it's not really focused on the actual.
Well, it's based on a comic, the comic book. It's a comic book line where it's the future and the X gene starts kind of like frittering out. People are losing their powers and Logan's starting to die. Like he's old, like really old. And he's training. He starts training X-23, the next Wolverine, basically.
Oh,
so it's gonna be one of those kind of handoff things. Because again, talk about legacy characters. I mean, he's been doing Logan or Wolverine longer than Mila Jovovich has been doing Alice from Resident Evil. He started 2000 was the first X-Men. It's coming up on 17 years with Logan. Can you believe it? 17 years.
Like, so all the movies, all the films involving Wolverine. Do you know like who was in charge of directing those or writing those? Was it Hugh Jackman that was taking the lead on those things? It seems weird that the storylines have gone from. Something like, what is it called? Oh, the Wolverine to Logan.
Well, they keep changing. They try to get all like artsy with the names for Logan's movies. I mean, it's always X-Men or X-Men something, you know, when it's the crew. But when it's Logan, it's like it was X-Men Origins Wolverine. And then it was the Wolverine. And yeah, then it's like.
But that's what I mean. Like, so, like the Wolverine is the one where,
he goes to Japan.
He goes to Japan,
they
right?
Steals and powers.
Like, I remember that storyline from the comic.
Yeah.
But I also remember it being terrible. Like it was.
I didn't enjoy it that much.
It wasn't good.
I mean, half the time it was just him not doing Logan-y things. It was him kind of just hanging out with that girl, and then, I mean, he fought that robot samurai at the end, but whatever. It wasn't like it didn't feel right.
It didn't.
It didn't feel right.
I liked Origins, but Origins had a lot of other characters in it.
They really need to address the whole Gambit issue. I think they got another Gambit movie coming out too. I think what's his name, Channing Tatum's going to be Gambit.
Really?
Yeah, it's not this year, but it'll be coming.
That's what I remember too. Like, so it was Wolverine and Gambit, probably like the two most memorable characters.
Yeah,
from the X-Men team. Yeah. I mean, other than Professor X.
Dude, I was playing as Gambit on the playground from when I was a little kid. I love Gambit. Mon cher, this little southern swagger. So I'm hoping because this is gonna be the send off, I'm pretty sure. So I'm hoping they do it really good, whatever they're planning. Because I don't know what the feel of the movie's supposed to be. I don't know what it's supposed to be.
I from the trailers too, it doesn't seem like I said, it doesn't seem very X-Men. Doesn't seem like mutant. It seems just like a melodrama movie.
Yeah, it seems really slow, and I feel like that's the wrong feel. It feels like, you know, it's one of those movies where you are like going with somebody, like they have like some sort of terminal disease, and you're just kind of seeing through the end.
Yeah. That's kind of the feel that it has, and it's like, no, that's not what.
No.
Do you guys read any of the comics? What? Who is doing these?
Well, and that's the thing. It might make a good book. It might make a good comic book, but maybe that doesn't translate well into a movie. Maybe that's not what people want to go and see. I mean,
I'm not super excited to see it. Am I going to go see it? Absolutely.
Yeah. I am excited, and it's kind of a guilty pleasure. There's the Power Rangers movie coming out in March. I was a huge Power Ranger fan when I was a little kid, and it's going to be probably not that great. It's going to be probably pretty cheesy.
Did you ever get the chance to see that 15-minute Power Ranger trailer they did? It was almost like a fan fiction. It's like a 15-minute movie.
It was on YouTube, right?
It was on YouTube. They had a Jason Vanderbeek in it.
Yeah.
It was intensely good.
That was pretty good.
It was for 15 minutes. It was like all right, I could watch this.
Do you think they're going to take that kind of realism to this? I mean, it's got Bryan Cranston in it as Zordon. So, hopefully he'll just it's actually meth is what the power is. May the power protect you. And by power, I mean meth. Here's your blue tabs, baby.
Everybody's just taking bath salts.
Oh, man. I mean, the new suits look pretty cool. I saw them at Comic-Con. They look really cool. The Zords, you get little hints at. But as far as, they're going to take Power Rangers in a new direction. But it's going to be what makes Power Rangers. Power Rangers is that campy, cheesy, just crazy silliness, right?
It is. I mean, well, that's mainly because that's what we were sold on it. Mm-hmm. But like I said, just from watching that 15-minute YouTube small movie, you could totally see them totally taking it in the exact opposite direction where it's like, pretty adult hardcore, fighting and people being just dicks, kind of a route, and it still worked.
It worked very well.
It worked very well.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I mean, they can't make it more campy and lamer than the actual show. So
no, they can't.
They can't. But that's what for the show that worked. For a movie, we'll see if it works.
I don't even know. Is the Power Rangers even a big thing?
It keeps going. They're on the 15th generation. They have the original. Then they had the Thunder. Then they had the Samurai and Space Force and Neo and Samurai.
So it's had all these massive incarnations. But has there been as big of a following as when it was first introduced?
No.
What I'm asking is, is the movie being geared towards you and me? I think it's
a nostalgia pick because I think they're going back to the original types of Zords and things like that.
Even going back to that, I watched Power Rangers, but I can't tell you that I was ever man, this is like unicorns and popcorn and it seems like rainbows and everything nice. Mm-hmm. It doesn't even seem like they're really fighting anything. They're just, I don't even know what they're doing. I mean, I'd watch it, but I never got any entertainment value off of it.
No, so it was kind of bright and colorful and entertaining.
Yeah.
There was no character. I mean, there was some character growth, but it was what do you call it? After school special of the week type thing. that's the only kind of character growth they had.
Reading Rainbow with fighting.
Yeah. Basically. Speaking of pulling from 80s source material, they're going to do Ghost in the Shell movie with Scarlett Johansson this year. It looks really good. I mean, we have the technology now to really make all the stuff that's in the cartoon look pretty cool on screen. But Scarlett Johansson, I mean, I feel like she already did that with that Lucy film. Did you see Lucy?
Yep. Yeah. I saw Lucy.
I feel like this is going to be hopefully Lucy, but better. She's going to do her fighty thing. She's going to do her strong character thing, which is awesome.
You know how you mentioned how they had done such an amazing job for casting for Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah.
It just seemed like all the characters just perfectly, the people playing those characters were perfectly casted for that film. Can I see Scarlett Johansson doing a good job in this movie? Yeah, I can see her doing it. I think that they could have done a much, 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 much better job going out of the,
Well, here's the thing. There was a big controversy when she was casted because Kusanagi is Asian.
Yep.
So it's why didn't they get an Asian actress? Because I'm sure there's plenty of Asian actresses out there that could do the same job, but they want the draw. They want the name. And then there was then there was the whole thing where are they going to Asian her over a little bit? Are they going to so we'll see. The trailers look really good. It looked really intense. I hope they can kind of catch the show and the manga kind of run a little more in the philosophical abstract.
Yeah, they do.
They're probably just going to
especially the film at the very end, that's where it gets,
Yeah. So in the manga and the TV show, you can take the time to do that. But in the film, they're going to have to shoehorn that in, and hopefully they can do it intelligently in a way that kind of you know, bolsters and kind of works with the action instead of against it.
Yeah.
So,
so far, I think just about everything that you've mentioned. I mean, with the exception of maybe Baywatch, it's like I mean, some of these I might reluctantly go see them, but I'm still gonna go see them.
Yeah. We've also just kind of a quick other list of things. We've got Alien Covenant, the sequel to Prometheus. Well, they're supposed to be more like the original Aliens, which I'm hoping for, because I didn't really like Prometheus that much.
I did not either.
I mean, it didn't feel like anything, really. It didn't feel like an Alien movie, and it wasn't a really great sci-fi movie either. It was just kind of schlocky. It looked good, but that's about it. It was really kind of awkward, the whole movie.
I didn't even know that it was about that was Aliens till the very end. I was like, oh.
And the worst part had some,
okay.
Yeah, seriously, you didn't even know what the connection. So hopefully they've said they're gonna be more connected to it. The terrible part about that was that we had such good actors in it. It just felt like a waste. It had Idris Elba, Charlize Theron, and Michael Fassbender.
Yep.
So two movies that are coming out this year where they're just dragging the stars through the mud is Johnny Depp in Pirates of the Caribbean 5, Dead Men Tell No Tales. They're going to throw him back in that hat and just do his thing. There's nothing new there, guys. There's nothing new there. And then also they're doing Tom Cruise. They're dragging that guy into the role of the mummy. And he's playing the hero, and the mummy is a female.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he does pretty well. He did really good in, what was that movie?
Edge of Tomorrow?
Edge of Tomorrow. I was like, Tomorrow Never Dies? No, that's James Bond. no, Edge of Tomorrow. So, I'm hoping he can really, because, I mean, the last movie was, like, more comedy than horror.
Yeah.
And this one's supposed to be more along the lines with Universal's, like, they're trying to do, like, the old school horror universe of Dracula, the Mummy, Frankenstein. They're kind of setting that whole thing up. So, the Mummy is, like, the first role in all this, and they're going to start setting that up with Tom Cruise.
I
he can pull it off.
Maybe.
I think. I mean, at least it'll be something new.
Yeah.
As far
it'll
as
be for him,
for him. And then, but Johnny Depp, man, like Jack Sparrow. I mean, he's cool, but I mean, where else can he go? Again, like a character that's like, where does he have left to go? He just keeps bumbling around. It's about the characters around him, really.
Man, I can't. I think it was just the this is number five.
This is number five.
That's how bad it is. Like, I only remember like the first one.
Four was bad,
and then
the one was good. One, I thought the first three were pretty good. The first one I liked the best, but. Yeah. But four was terrible. I didn't even finish watching. I turned it off at home. I didn't even watch it. That movie the Fifth Element guy, Luc Besson.
Yeah.
It's called Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets. That's what it's called.
Okay.
Just for heads up.
I thought that Tom Cruise was going to make Edge of Tomorrow too.
Wouldn't that be Edge of the Day After Tomorrow?
Shit, I don't know what it is, but I didn't know it was going to be the Mummy.
you know what he should do? He should get the Ice Cube in there, and then he should call it The Edge Next Friday. sci-fi comedy. I love it. Spider-Man Homecoming.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
It seems like the portrayal of Peter Parker being super young and super just kind of naive and trying to figure his shit out is the correct path to put him on for him to develop into a franchise and a good character.
Mm-hmm. I think the third time's a charm. I think I'm gonna get this time. I mean, Tobey Maguire was pretty good the first time.
Yes, it was.
And then two was good. I think Spider-Man 2 was the best, actually. Three just kind of went off the rails. And then the next two amazing Spider-Man movies I didn't like.
Well, they were basically Twilight Spider-Man.
Yeah, it was Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone like doing romance comedy around Spider-Man.
Yeah,
because they are a real life thing. I like the way they introduced him in Civil War, and I like they're going younger, and that he's going to be already in conflict with Tony Stark. Like Tony Stark's kind of got him under his thumb, kind of like wanting him to train him.
Yep.
And he's going to have to, of course, be a teenager and rebel. I like that. I'm not even going to dignify Transformers Last Night with a conversation.
Thank you.
Let's see what else is coming up here. Let's gonna wrap it up. There's the War for the Planet of the Apes. I never followed those movies really much.
Neither did I.
Not excited about that at all. The Dark Tower with Idris Elba. It's based on a there's two Stephen King movies coming out. Dark Tower with Idris Elba, which is going to be very interesting because it's a huge, complex, thousands and thousands and thousands of pages novels. I'll be very interested to see that. Oh, we'll probably do a more detailed thing about that later. And then also It. They're doing a reboot of It. And It terrifies me, as we talked about on our Fear cast back in October. So we'll see. I doubt they're going to recapture what Tim Curry had, but we'll see. Actually, there's the picture right there for you. That's the new It guy. It looks pretty creepy, but you can look that up if you want. Blade Runner, they're doing Blade Runner. They're never going to let Harrison Ford die. They're going to keep him. They're going to inject life juice into him when he dies, and they're going to keep him going and making new movies because they're doing another Indiana Jones too.
It's his fault, man. He did like some of the most iconic, some of the most memorable movies back in the 80s. Like, he was just part of that. He was just part of that childhood. Come on, Indiana Jones.
He's too good.
He was just in too many good things.
He's too good. We'll see what happens. I wonder if they're going to answer the question. I really hope they don't, if Deckard is actually a replicant. I hope they don't put a definitive on that. The main thing I think with this one is, I mean, if Harrison Ford's in it, they'll get Deckard right. But the cinematography, the feeling, the grittiness, the great lengths they took to set up the shots and do the models and stuff like that really made the future LA feel real, and they're probably going to CGI the hell out of this, and
it's going to look like Neo Japan.
Yeah, I hope not, but we'll see what they have. And of course, Philip K. Dick never wrote a sequel to Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep, so they're just going to kind of figure out can they equal Philip K. Dick's writing? Probably not. We've got they're making another Saw movie. I thought that was dead. Apparently, that's coming out. I have no idea about what that is. They're making another Kingsman. Did you see the Kingsman?
I did.
Making a sequel to that.
It had what's his name? Can't remember his name right now.
That British guy, Colin Firth.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy. So it was entertaining. Not as good as John Wick, but entertaining.
It was entertaining.
Yeah, I liked Samuel L. Jackson in that one too. His accent was great.
I thought it was a lisp.
A lisp. And then we've got, Thor. Forgot about Thor Ragnarok sneaking in at the end of the year. Actually, Thor is the movies of the Marvel Cinematic Universe that I kind of enjoy the least.
Yeah.
They kind of feel like, I mean, it's just, they're good. It's just not, they're not like.
Not even, so personally, even from the first one, like it was cool just because they were just doing Thor. But storyline wise, like, it just wasn't appealing. Like, cinematography wise, it just wasn't appealing. Like, it wasn't like they had like huge, huge, huge amount of like CG like action that was like kept me super interested.
Yeah,
there seemed like they have a lot of dialogue, and it's like, all right,
but and it feels a lot of disconnected from the rest of the Marvel universe. Like, I mean, it's an Asgard. Like,
yeah,
it doesn't really happen much. So it's like, I'd really care. I mean, I do. I mean, it's cool, but it's just like. And on, you know, I'm on the belief that the most interesting character in the Thor movies is not Thor. I like Idris Elba as Heimdall and Loki way better. I'm more entertained by them than Thor. I mean, Thor just kind of feels, although they have been growing him. I think him in Avengers is better than him in his own movies.
Yes. And it's crazy because he has like so much less screen time, but he's still like super memorable in the Avenger movies.
Yeah, seriously, right? He stands out way better. Then it's like too much of a good thing. It's like, I think Thor is too much of a good thing. The Thor movies, like, you know, you see a little bit of him flash his smile and his awesome power and his wit, but then you can't do a whole movie with that.
No.
Yeah. All right, well, that pretty much wraps up 2017's outlook. I think we did a pretty good job. We kind of hit everything.
Yeah, and it looks like, I'm definitely excited about some of these. Some of them, not so much.
Baywatch. let us know what you think, what you're hyped about. Hit us up on facebook.com/nerdfunnel, youtube.com/nerdfunnel, or on our site at nerdfunnel.com. And, of course, we'll be doing reviews both written and on the cast as these movies come out this year. So stay tuned. Until then, watch movies.
Peace out.